And we are here. Hello, hello, hello to all of you listening out there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We have a very, very special afternoon or hour planned with you guys, planned for you guys with our very good friends, the Ruffled Feathers. I think they're gonna play a couple songs for you guys first, and I guess I'll let them take it away. Maybe they'll introduce their lovely selves after. Goodbye.
This first song is called Home. It is the song where our band originally gets our name, the Ruffled Feathers.
Thank you.
first radio live performance we've done like this. Super exciting. This next song is called All My Cities. It's about Arizona and all the coyotes that like to have a fun time in the desert, just like me. Is called Rosin and Horsehair. It is going to be featured on our upcoming album that is currently in the mix and will be out in January. It's called Oracles.
My canteen is full of candor, but that's something I cannot contain. I had fun when you had me once, but your cup is down and drained. I know I'm a wild young thing, dark horse that no man can tame. I had fun when you let me run, but you couldn't grasp the rein.
Once in those 30 months, you had me one.
master our conversation so sedate. I had fun when you showed me once, but I miss your sober face. Now our fields were fit and fickle, but you took your sickle to make hay. I had fun when you had me once, but you left our fallow plain.
You had me once in those 30 months. I chose fair. There was no room to meet in the middle, so I chose the rosin and horsehair. It came down to you or fiddle, and I chose wisely. I chose fair. There was no room to meet in the middle, so I chose the rosin. Feathers. This next song is called Close. It is the first song our band actually played together. It goes way back.
Together got me working even better than how it started. 'Cause I'm not
show me all of your tricks. You let me win. You showed me the wind.
Showed me how to breathe you.
Song for you guys. This is Your Embrace. We're the Ruffle Feathers.
Someone to hold on to.
And hello, 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 hello to everyone listening out there in a wonderful radio land. You just finished listening to The Ruffled Feathers. I might have cut them off a little bit early. I'm really sorry about that. Of course, it's 1 o'clock on a Friday. Well, it's actually 1:30 on a Friday, so you've been listening to Hugo. I believe they're going to make their little transition on over into the studio. We're going to have a little talk. We're going to play a little bit of music that they like, you know, do that whole thing. But first, I am going to just, you know, throw in a couple advertisements for you while we're waiting. Okay. We will see you back in a few minutes for interviews and conversations and all around good times.
Montreal's darling indie rockers are making a rare Vancouver appearance on September 24th at the Wise Hall. Twice nominated for the Polaris Prize, Malajube is touring the country with Besnard Lakes in support of their new album, La Caverne. Released by Dare to Care Records, La Caverne is Malajube's fourth and newest album and is available at your local record store. Put September 24th on your concert calendar and check Malajube out at the Wise Hall on September 24th as part of the Olio Festival. For more info, visit daretocare.com and malajube.com. Thinking about studying a diploma, undergrad, or postgrad degree overseas? Or how about volunteering or working abroad? Language travel? Adventure travel? If you answered yes to any or all of these, you should check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair, Tuesday, October 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. All attendees will be entered into a grand prize draw. Universities and colleges from around the world will be on hand to talk to interested students. To register and learn more, visit studyandgoabroad.com.
Gwen's? I thought that was just a myth, like Bigfoot.
September 28th. The Biltmore Cabaret is going to be seen double when Twin Shadow takes his Clean Cuts tour to Vancouver. Tickets can be procured from the fine merchants at Red Cat, Beat Street, High Life, Scratch, and Victoria's Ditch Records. The Perpetually Online can secure entry at www.ticketweb.ca. That's Twin Shadow with Diamond Rings, September 28th at the Biltmore, brought to you by Timber Productions.
And we are back. Everybody's back. We're all hanging out in the studio. I'm here with the Ruffled Feathers. Could you guys introduce yourselves? Name by name, feel free. Move it down.
Hey, I'm Maddie. I play bass.
Hey, I'm Andrew. I play trumpet and background vocals.
I'm Gina. I do guitar, ukulele, and vocals.
Hey, I'm Charlie. I play piano and mandolin and guitar.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that wonderful performance, you guys.
That was really great.
First time on air, am I correct? Doing live in studio stuff?
At CITR, all of us together.
Well, it was really marvelous, I must say. So let's chat it out. Let's chat it out a little bit. You guys have been everywhere lately. I just have, like, I guess a couple quick questions. I mean, you started in, what, 2008? So it's been, what, 3 years now?
Two and a half-ish? And the current lineup just had its first birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
The current lineup.
How does that feel?
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. It's been the three of us for those 2.5 years, me and Gina and Charlie, and then we got Maddie and Sam, our drummer, who couldn't be here today. But once we got Maddie and Sam on board, we just felt this, like, huge momentum, and all of a sudden this thing started happening. We started to make success in Vancouver.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed, I mean,
lots of adventures.
You guys have kind of been playing all over the place, whether it be the Fringe Festival. You guys played that one show in the park too as well, right?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel? You must be happy, you must be ecstatic, right?
We've got more shows, like, than we can play. We wish we could play all of them, you know, but yeah.
Absolutely.
Can't get to everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how did you guys meet? I mean, I read that you guys kind of just, you guys, by you, I should stop pointing, and Charlie and Gina, you guys just met here at school, but how did everybody else kind of get together?
Through musical connections.
Yeah. I had a friend who knew Andrew, and I was looking for a trumpet player, and he's like, oh, I'll try Andrew Lee. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and so our first practice was in the UBC Vanier basement practice rooms.
And that's where we played Close for the first time, and it felt really natural.
Really close.
Really, really close.
It was a pretty small room, so we were pretty packed.
That's great. That's awesome. And so you guys all kind of just formed, and now now you guys are going crazy, playing a whole bunch of shows and stuff like that. Now, do you all have musical kind of backgrounds with, I know that you, Charlie, I should say, you actually studied music in school and stuff.
No, I was actually Gina. I studied philosophy at UBC.
Oh, okay, well, there we go.
But I've been playing piano and guitar since I was a little kid, so... I've been playing music my whole life.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's your songs kind of speak to it. They're very intricate. I mean, I rarely see some bands that have both trumpets and strings and kind of everything. Well, at least in Vancouver, and especially so young. You guys are all so young. It's awesome. It's awesome. Do you guys have a favorite show that you guys have played lately?
Fringe was really fun because we kind of took like our stage presence and we played around with some stuff.
We figured since it was a theater festival. Yeah. We could
really
just go crazy.
We really went with it. We started, like, my keyboard has these demo songs.
Like, super cheesy.
Me pretending to play piano really cheesily, like, my eyes closed. And then we did an announcement. Sam, our drummer, was like, "Hello, we are the Ruffled Feathers. Please take your seats. The show will begin shortly."
I was like, "This is so not cool." But then I looked around, and everyone was into it. They're all, like, theater nerds. They love that.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's amazing. That's amazing. And you guys, I mean, you guys have been putting in work, as far as I understand as well, right? Just kind of recorded an album and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been putting a lot of work.
So now, I do have a question. Your first EP, was that this group, or was that...
Half of this.
Yeah. So there's a couple of tracks where there's Alex Lucky on drums and Brian Lehrer on bass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's great. That's great.
And then we sort of
remastered
it, kind of touched it up, like Charlie said, and then added Maddie and Sam in the mix there too.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so I guess moving on, like how was the, you guys just went recording. Where did you guys go?
Oh, we were at my parents' house in Oregon. My dad's a big musician, and, you know, they live out on a farm.
A horse farm
in rural Oregon, and we just turned the house into a studio with, like, you know, the vocal booth was my little sister's bedroom.
That's magical.
And the living room was, like, the live, like, drum and bass room, which was sweet, because it's, like, this really big, tall room that sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I played my trumpet in there for the first time in that room, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is the best room for that.
For the trumpet and drums and stuff, it's kind of like all in that room. It's an idea, at least hopefully people will hear this, it's kind of like the sound of that room. Like we're using the natural reverb and stuff of that room.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so like where we recorded it is kind of a part of the recording.
And I think the feel of it too, the environment is great. Like, I'll be playing keys and there'll be horses galloping in the background, mountains and like the...
I was going to say, I mean, it seems pretty dreamy, like a really magical recording space, right?
Except now, when we were recording drums and then one of the horses kind of got freaked out a little bit brushed its neck up against a fence and it got like a splinter through its neck. So that's how hardcore the
drums
were.
That's gnarly. Wow. Everybody watch out for the next album. You know, it splinters through your necks. So why Oregon? How did that end up happening? Was it just kind of like we don't want to stay in Vancouver? Did you?
We recorded for free.
Oh, okay.
Like my dad's got all this studio stuff, and also just like friends that are professional engineers and stuff. And so we had like, you know, all the mics, all the equipment, everything we needed, and we're able to, you know, record without paying anything.
And get
my dad
it done
doing it.
In a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had we had full access. We weren't like paying by the hour, you know, so we could just kind of hang out and take our time.
Yeah, no, that's super great. And how much did you guys record?
We have 12 songs.
We did 11 songs there.
Oh, yeah,
we already had one done.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's Blueprints, the one's already done.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. How did you feel, I guess... I mean, what's different? What's different from this one than the last one?
So
I mean,
much
the obvious,
so
obviously,
much
the very first question.
Everything's mic'd properly. We're like, I think the whole process was so interesting because a week is not a very long time to record a whole album. And
no,
so we had the 2 months before that, we were getting our songs so tight, and we did like demo recordings of all the songs. We kind of figured out what we wanted, and so when we got there, we could just perform and be the best musician we could be, right? Without having to worry about the more like. Technical side of things.
Production.
Yeah. And the best thing for me about this new album is that we all got to write a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. So each of us has at least one song that we wrote and put together to the band on the album. So it really feels like it's all of our album.
Oh, that's really great then, hey? And I mean, I'm sure the environment kind of helped. Was there any scuffles? Did you guys fight a lot?
You know,
I thought
we would. It never happened.
A week, there's a long time to spend with the same people in like the same close quarters, like... But we were fine.
Yeah, we were fine.
Oh, good.
Once we finished, I forgot to leave Sam lunch. He was finishing his drums, and he was like, oh, sorry, there's none left.
Sandwiches, the Cosmo.
Yeah, it's true, right? Food, food, food. And you guys didn't have, like, any... I'm guessing you guys had all the instruments and everything kind of set. Were they there when you
got
there?
Yeah, a lot of it.
I'm interested, did you guys have any troubles at the border?
We were actually pretty good about that.
We were good. So
Andrew used to work at the border for like a summer intern there, so he knows all the systems. So we had like our sheets, like our declaration forms, and we stickered all our stuff because
we did it by the book. And I was like,
we did it
so
legit by the book.
I knew what was going to happen. I was like, oh man, what if we get turned around at the States? But when we were at the American side going into the States,
they were super.
The guys like. Yeah. So what do you play? And I'm like, trumpet. So he's like, what is it, smooth jazz? And I'm like, no, it's like indie rock or something. Yeah, and then he's like, move along. And I'm just like totally cool about it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
On the way back in, though, the Canadian guy was a jerk.
We had an easy time. Like, Gina bought a guitar in the States, right? And like, they didn't even ask you anything about it. We're just like, because we took the train because the car was full of like gear and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
This guy was like, Mr. Lee, are you nervous? You look nervous. Why are you nervous?
He was waking me out.
What's making you nervous? Are you doing something illegal? And we're just like, dude, chill out.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, I went to Seattle like a week ago or something like that. And we actually got stopped at the border and this guy just kept making like funny like slash jokes. He was just like, where's your top hat, man? Seriously? This is how I get really? The border, I tell you, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's great. So, I mean, you guys are releasing in when are you releasing?
In January.
January.
2012, yep. So we've been in the studio a lot with our sound engineer, John Ram. He's been awesome to work with. He's a wizard at what he does. John Ram at Afterlife Studios. He's here in Vancouver. And
cool guy.
Yeah. I can't believe he has patience to work with all of us. Yeah.
I love his voicemail. Hey, guys. This is John.
That is sweet.
That's awesome. And you guys recently, by the way, congratulations. You guys did that whole Kickstarter thing, and it was a success.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was a success.
Yeah. Bravo. That takes a lot. Like, there's a lot of people that believe in what you do, obviously. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing. You have that happen, yeah.
Right. It was really great.
I guess one thing that we can do to kind of throw a little music in here is I asked everybody to bring a little track that inspired them. So the first track that I have up is by Dr. Dog. So I'm not exactly sure.
Well, the song, I remember when we shot the music video for our song Blueprints for a Failed Revolution, we're driving through the woods with a giant piano, right, that we're going to light on fire. And so this is a song that was playing, and it kind of makes me think about that. So Dr. Dog's a great band from the East Coast. So it's called The Old Days.
The Old Days. The Old Days. All right, so we're going to get to that, and then we have lots more talking to do because there's lots of stuff happening.
Hold on to the good stuff.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. Of course, if you've been listening for the past 45 minutes, you've either heard the Ruffled Feathers play or heard them speak with their lovely, lovely voices. But yeah, so that was Dr. Dog, The Old Days, a song that played while you were on your way to film the video for Blueprints for...
Yeah, and speaking of that, we entered that in the Olio Festival music video competition. We're one of the finalists, so that's being screened tonight at 7 p.m. at the Electric Owl if you want to come out and check that out.
Make sure you do. It's a really interesting video. How was that process? How long did that guy take
you? It was like 4 months for me. me and Jeff Vincent, if you want to let Jeff
who's secretly
hi.
In here in the studio.
Yeah. it's actually being filmed right now, by the way. So.
by Jeff. No, it was a great process. Like, we were definitely very low on funds, and so we did it was very DIY. Like, I made all the props and costumes myself by hand.
That's great.
We got a free piano on Craigslist that we ended up burning in a secret spot in the woods. We went to a burnt-down juvie hall off the Cedar Sky Highway and shot some scenes there in the rubble. We went to my friend Peter's house to film one of the scenes, and the fire department got called because we were using way too much of the smoke machine. But it's a great experience, and the video is about, I guess, a group of revolutionaries trying to change the world.
Now, is this going to be like a kind of a thematic? Is this going to be a theme throughout the entire album? I was wondering.
Some ways, like, we're not going to beat a dead horse, right? I think it's a really interesting theme. Our album's going to be called Oracles, and the idea is, like, who are our oracles today? Like, in ancient Greece, they had the Oracle of Delphi, right? But who do we go to for advice today? Do we ask economists what's going to be the future of our world? Do we ask politicians or philosophers or writers or musicians or, I don't know, movie directors? It's about who we turn to for advice. And
yeah.
So,
I mean, it's true. Who knows, right? Who knows? Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm actually glad. I was wondering. I had that specific question because I wasn't sure just what you guys were referencing to. But now we know. And their new album's called Oracles. You heard it first here. What's up?
Yeah. should we give away some tickets, Hugo?
I think we can. So there's two ways we can go about this. We are going to do it. Both ways. All right. So if you are listening and you have a phone around you, you can go ahead and call 600. Oh, I guess we should say what we're giving away tickets to, actually.
Yeah.
So this Thursday at the Electric Owl, Flemish Eye, Weird Canada, Lifetime, Beetroot, and of course CITR 101.9 FM are all proudly presenting Jennifer Castle and the lovely Ruffled Feathers, who you just finished hearing, are going to be opening for them, and so is David Vertesi, I believe. It's going to be a really great show. Do you guys like Jennifer Castle? Is that a bad... Of course, it's a bad question to ask.
Yeah, she's great.
She's awesome. Yeah. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to her, you really should. It's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music from Ontario, I believe. So she's, signed to Chad Van Galen's label. She just released a CD like a couple months ago, an LP, whatever you want to call it. So there's two ways that you can win tickets. You can either A, email sponsorship@citr.ca with your name and your phone number, please, or you can call in right now at 604-UBC-CITR, so that's 604-822-2487. Like I said, if you're listening, call in. If you don't have accessibility to a phone, which is a lot of... Oh, we have a caller! Hooray! All right, so what we're going to do is take that call. Do you guys want to talk about stuff?
Yeah, other than this show... we're also playing Okanagan Pop Fest.
On October 15th in Kelowna.
Do you mind if I grab your name and your number?
Yeah, okay, so it's an awesome trip for us. We're also thinking about shooting a little video for a new single we want to release for All My Cities, which you probably heard
in
on
the
air.
Desert.
Amazing. Why don't we put
after
you
after that, we're also doing the Secret Souls Walk again on October 20th.
Which is awesome.
Can you think of one?
On Commercial Drive. It is going to be one big party.
Last year we played the Secret Souls Walk. And we were playing in some random person's garage with mummies dancing on the top of the garage. And it was just like an amazing group of people that kept walking by and seeing us. We're all dressed as wizards.
Yeah.
What was your wizard, Maddie?
Was I the moon wizard?
Yeah.
I was a space wizard.
Wow. Space wizard and moon wizard are different.
Yeah.
Make no mistake.
Yeah. And I was the cat wizard. representing all the elements.
We're the elemental wizards.
Secret Souls Walk is really great because the community gives us their space, right? It's pretty much down these alleyways down Commercial Drive. And the mummies, like we were talking about, it was their house. They let us use their garage for this set. It was awesome. So we're hoping to do something really similar as well this year.
Oh, and also, we need mummies. Come out and dance on the roof. Anyone.
Oh, we also have a Media Democracy Day show at the Railway Club. This is going to be great.
This is with the Bell Games.
The Bell Game. And we're playing in Sydney, York. They're both really awesome, so you should check that out. And that's on, Andrew?
October 20th.
October 20th.
And it's a fundraiser for something called Media Democracy Day. You should look it up. It's really cool.
You just go, your name will be on guest list.
Awesome.
We're getting more calls. All right, we're so busy with calls.
Wow, it's just like, it's the off the hook. It's off the hook here at CITR.
That's literally what it means, isn't it?
Oh, this is awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. So you can find us on Twitter.
It's amazing.
At @ruffled_music. Check us out.
Andrew loves Twitter.
I fucking love Twitter.
Do you want to talk about your Twitter activities?
If you're curious about that video we talked about, you can find it on our website at www.theruffledfeathers.com.
Blueprints?
Yeah, it's in our videos tab. You can check it out. We make updates a lot.
604 and there's some cool stuff.
Wiggle GIFs.
Yeah, when we were in Oregon, we tried to blog a lot while we were recording our album, and so we made these things. You guys know what GIFs are, right? Like GIF, 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 I don't know how to say it. But anyway, we'd make these GIFs of us doing like stupid things.
Like cutting a potato.
Like cutting a potato into fries, and then it would all like randomly spread out, and then fries would come together into potato again. And Charlie also made an egg that was so beautiful, it looked like porn, GIF porn, when he cut into it, and the yolk just slowly drizzled out.
Okay.
So I leave you guys alone for like
5 minutes,
and what happened? No, that's great.
Play a song.
That's awesome. So, we have some winners. There's definitely going to be some people going to your show.
Yeah, I think this will be an awesome show.
Sweet.
I think it's going to be really good as well. You should head down there. Once again, it's at the Electric Owl on Thursday, and that is David Vertesi, the Ruffled Feathers, and Jennifer Castle. It's, what better things to do?
And it's sponsored by CITR.
It's sponsored by CITR. Hey, anytime. Help each other, you know? We have like 5 minutes left, but I found these really interesting write-ups about you guys. I don't know if you've heard them yet, but they're really great. So Gina, about you. Gina sings slick, oily phrases while her guitar begs her to continue her bold yet delicate strums. The strings of her ukulele stretch chaotically outwards like a harp fashioned on the antlers of an elk. If you were to see the world through Gina's eyes, every lamppost would have twinkly lights and tap dance shoes strung between them. Gina's songs follow you past your epiglottis and inside yourself, then make you want to tell her that you're secretly in love with your best friend. Good job. Charlie.
Oh, no.
This is what they wrote about you.
Oh, no.
Charlie Wu's pianos explode with color like the Crab Nebula. The ghosts that whisper insatiable torment in his ears are dismissed by pure bow gliding across his mandolin. His keyboard is never complete without a hammer and sickle, and a single gaze from his eyes will reveal his past life. A deadly squid, hungry for ambitiously naive pioneers. Charlie's songs make you feel like those sailors staring into the dark ocean, wondering if they'll ever make it to the new world alive. Andrew?
Oh, no.
Andrew is what you get when you fuse sweet, delicious, peachy intonation with the sass of a thorny rose. A pineapple. His trumpet is a black hole in which the light of your soul is drawn in, then fired back out of the singularity with enough bravado and charisma to pull a moon a centimeter closer. When his voice massages Gina's, you can almost hear two doves taking flight. That one was good. Maddie.
No, this is gonna be the worst one by far.
Maddie enters the stage in a lightning flash of cool dauntlessness, followed 3 seconds later by thundering bass, so shaking that you think a chasm might open up beneath your feet. His booming tones beckon exiled warriors from a distant apocalypse land. When behind a camera, Maddie's world is slow. Is a slow, and then it cuts out.
Slow what?
I don't know. Nobody will know.
We'll never know. You have to go to our website to find out. www.theruffledfeathers.com.
Yeah, oh, that nice. Was great. I'm sorry. I just had to read that. Those were so amazing. They really made my day when I first... A crap nebula. I don't even know what that means.
It's the greatest
Well,
nebula.
It's one of our favorite nebulas.
it must be one of your favorite
I'm not even... That's literally true.
That's literally one of
It's just a nebula that we like.
Oh, gosh. So, do you guys have any plans, I guess, in the near future? You guys are just
getting this album out, I think.
Just getting it done,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we should just, like, look out for the progress of our album release. We'll be showing some singles, some music videos, just other cool stuff leading up to the album release.
Yeah, any new music videos on the way? Or?
Oh, we got
yeah,
we got
in
plans.
The works.
Yeah. You got
There's
plans?
Secrets, though, I think.
In the works,
hey,
yeah.
That's okay.
Can't reveal them yet.
Don't you worry.
There's going to be a lot of interesting tricks.
Okay.
Tricks.
We're really excited. I think we're just about done our time, so what we can do is we can end with a song. The next one that was on the Ruffled Feathers playlist, and I'm sorry I never got to all of them, but is by Patrick Watson, and it is Beijing. So could one of you guys speak to that?
Oh, both Andrew and I love Patrick Watson. Yeah, we both really fell in love with the song Pots and Pans and Crazy Drums.
I especially love the drums. It's really inspiring.
All right. So you heard it. Ruffled Feathers just did, you know, they played their songs. It was really marvelous. Thank you very much for coming, you guys. It was a really good time. Please
Thanks
do
for
it
having
again.
Us. Thanks,
You're
Hugo.
Always welcome. Thank you to Jason and Tim who called in. You guys will be going to see these guys on Thursday. I'm probably going to have a couple emails in my inbox. I'll get to those right away. But yeah, thanks. It was fun. And we're going to end with Patrick Watson's Beijing. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and we'll see each other next Friday.